the
We
venue.
were running out of time, so we were like, all right, what should we do? What should we make? And I guess that day Zach had requested his favorite, so I started making peanut butter from the Vitamix, and we both looked at each other and like light bulb. We're like, oh my gosh, why don't we make like peanut butter for our guests?
Yeah,
Everybody loves peanut butter,
of
right?
course, of course.
You're listening to the Dear Delicious podcast, food porn for your earballs. Join us every week as we talk to people who love food, love life, and love spilling the dirt on their most memorable culinary experiences. I'm your host, Connie Constantine.
Welcome to the Dear Delicious podcast. Today we're joined by the founders of Spread the Love, Zach and Val Fishbane. They first started making peanut butter with a Vitamix when they were planning their wedding in 2013. They wanted to give something pure, healthy, and made with love to their guests, so they made more than 150 small jars as wedding favors. After the wedding, word started to spread about their artisan peanut butter, and Val and Zach were receiving special requests from friends and friends and of friends, and I'm guessing friends of friends of friends too, as quick as it's growing, to fulfill all these orders. So this is when they decided to go into business and start Spread the Love for real. So since then, they've been spreading the love throughout the country with their growing line of products. And I am so pumped to have you guys with us here today on Dear Delicious. Welcome, Val. Welcome, Zach. Thank you for taking the time to be here with us today.
Thank you so much for
having us, Connie. So nice to be here.
Yeah, no, let's dive in. So we talked a little bit in the intro of how you guys got started. Like, you made these wedding favors for your guests, but I know there's more to the story than that, right? Like, it just like, yeah. you were in there in the kitchen doing your magic. So give us a little bigger picture of that. What did that look like?
Yeah, well, when Zach and I were planning our wedding, we were thinking of, so we had a DIY wedding, do it yourself. It was a music festival themed wedding, shoes optional, so very laid back, kind of cool wedding. And we were thinking of something like that we made, or, you know, something like that is very like authentic to us. So we thought, I don't know, make a CD where Zach and I would sing like 10 songs.
Right. This time I was playing music pretty regularly. Val was actually naturally good. She's Filipino, so she grew up with karaoke all the time. So we were gonna do something, but you know,
but
the end of the
we
day,
were running out of time, so we were like, all right, what should we do? What should we make? And I guess that day Zach had requested his favorite, so I started making peanut butter from the Vitamix, and we both looked at each other and like light bulb. We're like, oh my gosh, why don't we make like peanut butter for our guests? Yeah. Everybody loves peanut butter, right?
Of course, of course. So
yeah, that's how it started.
That's how it started. So you were either going to be rock stars or... or peanut butter masters. I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. We were still rock stars because we had a karaoke band in our wedding. So it was cool.
Yeah, little, best of both worlds, I guess.
Oh, that is so fabulous. I love it. So that's fun, right? So encouraging other couples to maybe want to get adventurous with their wedding favors, it could turn into an entire new life with a whole new business.
Exactly. Just like, I think, staying true to yourself, like being authentic. I know a lot of weddings kind of like look and sound and feel the same. So for us, right, like we really wanted to like make it feel like a party because, you know, we're kind of like a party together.
Exactly. No, I love that. I'm feeling the party and I wasn't even there.
Marriage itself is a venture, but like what we endeavor to do with our wedding and, you know, like how we really stuck to budget. We had already for months been planning this and realized pretty quickly that we worked well as a team, you know, figure out what are you going to focus on? What am I going to focus on? And, you know, we just kind of still had this like ambition to keep working as a team, you know, to create something. So,
right,
you know, no rest for the wicked, you know, it's, you know, we've been going at it since, and we're loving every minute of it. This is what we do now, and it's we're very grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more about the actual line. You've got, obviously, started with peanut butter, but you've got jams, you've got almond butter, Tell us a little bit more about what you guys have in the store. Yeah.
So what we have in the store and what we make, it's actually two different questions. So first of all, what we have available for consumers, whether they're getting it off our website, whether they're buying it at a store that carries our assortment, or whether they're buying off Amazon, you know, we have a couple types of jam, which is a Marionberry jam and a raspberry jam. Marionberry, by the way, that's the state fruit of Oregon. It's a type of blackberry. We also have two types of organic peanut butter, one crunchy, one creamy, and two types of our unsalted almond butter, one crunchy, one creamy. But outside of that, we work with a lot of different food service accounts that are always looking for cleaner alternatives, whether it's for baked goods, whether it's for
smoothies.
Yep, a lot of smoothie places do it. So we actually make cashew butter. We make hazelnut butter. Of course, our almond and peanut butter are popular in these accounts. So we actually do a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff more than just what we actually commercialize on our on our website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're in Erewhon too, is that right?
Yeah, we're the Erewhons, that's right.
And we're in the smaller natural food grocers throughout the country. So the Erewhons and the co-ops, that kind of stuff. You can see all that in our website.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be linking to that in the show notes for this episode. But, and you do have some bulk things available to us non-food service accounts. So I know when I was talking to Val, I was flipping through your website last week and you have like a 15-pound tub.
Yeah.
Oh my, my heart stopped for a second, like in a good way. I was just like, what have you been all my life? You know, like...
No, I mean, those are most popular for food service accounts, but, you know, you got a big family or you just really love peanut butter, you know, you'll get a better deal.
Yeah.
So we've made that available to customers.
Who have requested it.
Yeah.
Actually, I shouldn't be surprised anymore at this point. But
of course.
In the beginning, I was like, wow. just because I wouldn't buy something doesn't mean someone else won't. But
exactly. You underestimate the power and the love some of us have.
Maybe.
Peanut butter. It's very strong, Zach. It's really a big deal for a lot.
Well, thank you for the reminder.
You're welcome. So let's talk about a little bit more about the mission, like your mission with Spread the Love and how it is obviously making really high quality, fabulous products, but it's more than that. I mean, right down to the name of your company.
Yep. Spread the Love, it's a lifestyle brand. Before we used to think, okay, it's a, peanut butter, we're selling peanut butter, but we realized like, that's not really us. Like we are, we love to inspire people as far as like wellness, we put out a lot of like these different recipes with peanut butter, almond butter and jams in them. We also, have a give back initiative called Spread the Love Forward, where we help different charities, local charities in LA, just kind of like in their fundraising kind of stuff. And one event that we're actually sponsoring this end of February, February 28th, is at St. Joseph's Center. And basically we're providing free food so that they can raise money to for their culinary program that helps out low income and previously homeless people to, have a career in the food industry as well. So, that kind of stuff we do so much stuff that here at Spread the Love that, I can't tell you in like 5 minutes,
Right. Of course. No, I just to give a good sense that it is about spreading the love, not just about spreading the peanut butter.
That's true. Is
so true. And I think that really comes across just from the whole experience and interacting with your brand. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That's the whole point.
Exactly. So let's talk, getting back to the high quality ingredients you have. And I know you can indulge in a little rant if you feel the need. I know Val and I joked about that, Zach. We kind of got off on a little palm oil rant when we were talking last week.
That's a four-letter word.
I know. Not naming names, no names of other brands. We're not going to do that.
No.
But let's talk about really ingredient-wise and quality-wise, what sets your products apart from a lot of what is out there?
Sure. So we really like to differentiate ourselves with what we put into it and what we don't put into it. Mm-hmm. So starting with what we put into it, like we won't even make a product until Val and I are absolutely satisfied and thrilled and excited about the final output. So unless we have the right source of input, it's not gonna work for us. So we had to wait until we had only the perfect almond for our almond butter. We had to wait until we only had the perfect peanut for our peanut butter. We had to make sure we had the perfect raspberry or the perfect hazelnut or the perfect marionberry. And so we were very selective, and our standards are very high as far as what's going to satisfy our palate. Mm-hmm. And once we knew that we could make something with a single ingredient, or for our jams, we do add some sugar, but with no more than two ingredients, we knew that we were onto something good. You know, we could also add, and we're thinking about having perhaps other seasonal flavors with some other added ingredients, but we really take pride in having clean label, because if you can maximize flavor with minimal ingredients, then, you know, we're onto something very good. So what we also emphasize equally is what we don't put into it. So we don't put in palm oil. We don't pasteurize our almonds with PPO. You know, we are trying to be as natural and as mindful with how the food is processed, mm-hmm. you know, as we're making this. We're really trying to steer clear of big industry shortcuts and ways to extend shelf life or minimize or prevent altogether oil separation. You know, when we put out a natural product, we're trying to educate our customers as well. This is what a natural product tastes like. This is what a natural product looks like. And this is the consistency of a natural product, so on and so forth. So for us, it's really all about, like I said, you know, delivering and meeting customers' demand for high quality products with minimal ingredients.
So my thing about palm oil is that it's just in everything. Mm-hmm. It's in makeup. It's in, you know, body care. It's in animal feed. It's in snacks and, you know, breakfast items. So I don't know. It's for me, I think when you don't need to add an ingredient, whether it is palm oil or whether it is salt, you know, it doesn't have to be there, you know? I'm not going to go into like why palm oil is bad for your health and bad for the environment, but just, you know, like taking out the unnecessary things in our food, I think that's what's more important.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, this is like a reminder to consumers too, not just with your products, everybody read labels, you know, to me, the fewer, mm-hmm. like getting back to what Zach was saying of like, and what you're saying as well, like just if it doesn't need to be there, don't put it there. The fewer the ingredients, the better,
True.
In my opinion. And as long as you recognize them as real food is also very helpful.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, that's good. Well, that was a very mild rant, but yeah, don't eat palm oil, people. It is a four-letter word.
Try not to eat palm oil. It's bad for the environment. It's just being mass-produced. And yeah. If we can steer clear from it, the better for our environment.
For everybody. Exactly. All right. Anything else you guys want to add before we get into the little lightning round, into the little fun questions we have set up? You talked about the event you've got coming up on the 28th, and we'll link mm-hmm. to that in the show notes as well. Anything else? Any hints as to the future? I know you guys have a lot of things in development as far as products, but I also know you can't really talk about all of them. So
should we add that? Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be having single serve pouches within a few weeks, which we're really excited about.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And
for our almond butter and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, and we're just really excited about the partnerships we have in the pipeline and the partnerships that are really coming to life right now with the different, you know, more restaurants, more establishments that are using our product in their high quality tonic bars or smoothie bars or fuel bars. So just, you know, we're just really excited. Really excited to be doing what we're doing and, you know.
Doing it together.
I'm excited about those, the single serve pouches. That's like great between, like, if you're doubling up on a class or something, like workouts, just kind of slam a peanut butter. At least that's me. I don't know.
No, it's perfect for the fitness, the gyms that we service. They could just have it in the front and people can have it right before or after a workout.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And so much better than like so much of the other quick gels or things that are out there. So, but I won't get into a fitness rant. That'll be my thing. It's like sports nutrition rant could happen right now, but it won't.
We'll save that for you.
We'll save it. Just all I'm going to say is stock up on their pouches when they come out. It's a better option. Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Let's get into why it's like speed round, lightning round. It's never necessarily that speedy. You can either both answer or answer together, whatever you feel like you guys want to do. But let's kick it off with, do you have a signature dish? Something, obviously, other than peanut butter, we can't use that. do you have a signature dish? Something that people are always asking you to make or that you're famous
for? I do. Fried chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
She kills it, dude. I love it.
That sounds amazing. Do you want to, like, divulge any secrets or it's just, like, you have a knack for it?
I can't tell you my secrets, but basically it's tasty and I've won like fried chicken challenges with it. So,
oh my gosh, I love that.
I mix it. I put a little, I'll either put some hot sauce or some like tapatio or something and honey. Mm-hmm. And I'll just have that on the side and I just eat it with my hands. And like I said earlier, you know, I mentioned how Val's Filipino, so she really gives it a nice, you know, Filipino twist, and we had it with rice and we just kind of eat it all with the hands and it's so good. It's so good. I think you got to make that tonight.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's like, all right, off to get some chicken. So that sounds fabulous though, especially with the tapatio and the honey. That sounds so good. Mm-hmm. All right. Most memorable disaster you've been responsible for in the kitchen.
So it's a running joke in my family now. When my parents came to visit years ago, my brother and his wife, they were all in town, and I was really excited to make everybody salmon. We like knew the salmon supplier, you know, apparently they catch it all, and so I was just so excited to make this for them, and I just didn't cook it long enough.
No.
And it's just, and it was fine, like we cooked it more and made it fine, but it's just a running joke now in my family that Zach's gonna undercook everything he makes for us. So that's the most memorable disaster I would say in recent memory.
You just feel like it's sushi. It's like your own form.
It's sashimi grade, you know, just enjoy it, everybody.
For me it's shrimp curry. I'll never make curry ever again. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. We don't need to go further with that. All right. No need to. All right. Mm-mm. So I'm sensing a seafood theme here. Stick to the chicken if you go to Val and Zach's house.
That's funny.
All right. Best meal you've ever had?
For me, it's Yotam Ottolenghi's restaurant in London. It's Rovi. The first dish was just amazing, and it was just cabbage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a very smoked cabbage. I mean, it's cool when you can make something really
like so simple and then yet so tasty.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of good dishes that meal, but like that cabbage, that smoked like crispy cabbage, that was
memorable.
I don't think I've said cabbage more than four times within any given minute until now. Like, it was delicious. That trip to London was really cool too. Like Val and I were in France in September. And we decided just to like take a quick little weekend trip to London. And so we did go to that restaurant, Rovi. My favorite meal was also in London called Dishoom. There's like four or five of these amazing Indian restaurants. And I feel like London does Indian food the way LA does Mexican food. Like, it's just really exceptional there. And that was like one of my favorite meals of all time. Both of those meals, actually. It was pretty cool to get two of them, you know, in the same city.
In one place,
in the same weekend.
Excellent. I love that comparison, that London does Indian food like LA does Mexican. That's really, I think, accurate. Excellent. All right. Any favorite cookbooks or food-related books that you find yourselves returning to?
For me, it's Eat, Taste, Heal. It's an Ayurvedic cookbook, and I just did like a couple of cleanses following that cookbook. You know, it's very clean, and it's just, you know, it's based on your body, and, you know, it was so good. So if you can find it, Eat, Taste, Heal.
I do call my grandmother every Passover and Rosh Hashanah for, even though it's the simplest and most basic brisket recipe, I always have her walk me through it one more time. So she's kind of my...
Your
she's,
cookbook.
She's like my cookbook, my 85-year-old cookbook.
Oh, I love that. That's adorable. And I bet it's like amazing too.
It's good. It's really simple. It's like definitely saltier than anything we make, but it's you know, I'm glad we kind of threw it after one day. But it's good, man. We go hard on it for, you know, for like 1 or 2 days until leftovers are all gone.
And then you bust out Val's book. And
exactly.
Cleanse.
So time to cleanse.
They can work together.
Exactly. My water diet.
Oh, man. Okay. Three things you always have in your pantry or fridge.
Peanut butter, jam, apple cider vinegar.
I actually had some apple cider vinegar this morning. It's great. I use it for my teeth.
It's good medicine. Well.
It's like you can probably hear him a little congested. So the apple cider vinegar and some honey, that went well with the hot water.
Excellent. Kills the bacteria.
Yeah. So you use it for more than just cooking. I know a lot of people do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Val actually makes a really good dressing out of vinegar and just salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. She chops up some cucumbers, throws some apple cider vinegar on there, and just puts a little salt and pepper. It's the easiest salad ever, and it's so good. In fact, we actually have that really often with the fried chicken that I was talking about earlier.
Dinner's coming together right here.
I know.
On the air.
Oh, like, wow. This is amazing. We should be doing this every day around 11:30.
So when you're like, time rolls around, what do we make for dinner? It's like, you got it all locked. All right. Person who has most heavily influenced your relationship with food, nutrition, dining, any of the above?
For me, my mom. She's always just, you know, cut up some fruits for us as like our first meal of the day, snacks. And she just forced me and my sisters to eat like the greenest and slimiest vegetables ever.
Like okra, then, I'm envisioning
exactly.
Here. Okay.
Okra, and I don't know what it is called in the U.S., but there's this Filipino green called saluyot, and it's just slimy spinach. So I used to eat that as a kid. And and in high school, I guess she started juicing in the mornings, and that, you know, like forced us to drink that. But now I look back at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, mom, thank you so much. Like, now I just like love eating whole foods and, you know, having a clean diet. So
I would say Val has been my most influential person when it comes to food, nutrition, and dining. First of all, just like bringing in an entirely new cuisine culture from the Philippines was great. You know, that's a lot of Filipino staples now are just like right in our everyday meals. And also Val and I have just really explored a lot and done a lot of things for the first time with each other and fell in love with certain types of food and types of dining experiences together. So, you know, some of my most formative culinary experiences, including those in the making, are because of Val and with Val.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Aww. No, it's fantastic. I think that's wonderful. And like so many more to come, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
no doubt. No doubt.
I just got to get Zach to eat that shrimp paste.
Oh.
hates it, but
I don't hate it. But it's I don't yearn for it.
Okay. You know? Let's just be clear on that point.
Let's just be very clear. Like, I'll when in
you don't
when
crave
in Rome,
it.
Right? When in Manila. Yeah. So I'll have it once in a while. So
he's not going to request. Right? Yeah. It's a special request for it.
There's only enough for two of us. Okay, you guys have it. It's fine.
Wow, that just give until it hurts.
Zach. You know, like, you know, it's hard to be this selfless sometimes.
I hear you. All right, discerning palate of your. What is one thing Val? If you want to go first, what's one thing little girl Val loved to eat most as a kid? Not the slimy spinach, I'm guessing.
Green mangoes. They're like the sour mangoes. So there you go. How about you, Zach?
All right, so me, it's so I do this still, and this is what I was eating as a kid, and I haven't actually met anyone else that does this, but it's called graham cracker cereal. That's what my mom always told me it was called. So we just like take some graham crackers, and you just crunch it up into a bowl, and you pour milk on it, and you just get this delicious breakfast or snack. My daughters love it. They're obsessed with it. I'm still obsessed with it. I throw some peanut butter in there now. Graham cracker cereal, people. It's it. Just crunch it up, throw some milk on there, and you are good.
That's it.
You're going to thank me for this later.
I cover my eyes and my ears whenever he gives this to our daughters.
I have to admit, it actually sounds kind of good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's like, it's funny because I usually don't get it unless I'm back home in Wisconsin. But at this point, my daughters have had it enough now that they make me get graham crackers and milk all the time. And, like, you know, I got to share that experience with them and eat it with them. So I indulge once in a while, too. It's really good.
That's awesome. So how do you put, like, what is, like, the milk to graham cracker ratio, roughly?
Well, it depends if you want it like thick or if you want it like soupy. I'll take like about 4 graham crackers, full, long, rectangular graham crackers, just crunch those up, and I'll just pour like some milk on top of it and just take a spoon and just spoon it until you get like this nice, gooey graham cracker cereal. And you can, if you want to go super crunchy, don't put much milk in it. If you want to go super soupy, you know,
Go for it.
Yeah. But I like, you know, I like the happy medium where it's just, you know, it's kind of just like a chunky soup.
It's like oatmeal, yeah.
Yeah, it's got that.
Got it.
Not hot though, cold though.
Cold. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you wouldn't want to heat that, I wouldn't think.
Mm-mm.
But mm-mm. Got it. And I just realized that we didn't get your signature dish. Is it the graham crackers, or do you want to throw something else into the?
So I guess so. Yeah, I guess graham cracker would be my. You know what? Like if that's it, I'm happy with that. You know, I could try getting real fancy and saying like, oh, I've done this once or twice, but no, graham cracker's my go-to. It's definitely signature.
So good. That is so good. I'm getting all these like breakfast inspiration on one of our more recent shows. It was, have you ever heard of this? It's like poached eggs on cornflakes.
Ooh.
No,
I'm loving cornflakes right now.
Yeah.
The cornflake ice cream. I mean, I haven't bought cornflakes and brought it home.
Cereal.
Right.
Cornflake cereal. Yeah. But I'm loving like the taste of it. So
interesting. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that
it's funny. She says that, but then she doesn't want me giving graham crackers a kiss.
Well, I haven't done it. Oh, I just haven't. Keep thinking about it.
She's good. She's more disciplined than I
am. He just caves. How can you not? How can you not with graham crackers and milk and peanut butter? Come on, people.
I know. Like, I know.
Get with it. Get with the program. Get on our level.
We gotta make some graham crackers soon without the palm oil.
Oh, that's true. There could be palm oil in them.
Yeah, probably.
It's hiding wherever we look.
Maybe
sometimes.
Not. There might be a brand out there that doesn't have it. I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. That's a mission. Excellent. Well, oh my gosh, this has been so much fun. Gosh, I'm excited to watch you guys grow with Spread the Love, everything that's coming out, all the stuff you have coming up. Anything else in the near future, like event-wise or promotion-wise that you guys want to chat about?
We got the big Natural Foods Expo coming up in early March in Anaheim. Really excited about that. It's always a lot of fun. Get to meet a lot of people. And we always, you know, wrap up those shows with new channels around the country, new stores taking on our products. So really excited for that. If you or any of your listeners are going to be there, you know, come find us. You know, we're easy enough to find. Exhibitor listing.
Perfect. Excellent. All right, Val, anything else that you want to add?
No, I think that's it. Just, you know, if people can follow us on Instagram at Spread the Love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to keep spreading the love.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Once again, everything we talked about in this show, we'll link to, except for the super secret recipes that you just get inspired by. We will include in the show notes at mydeardelicious.com. But thank you both so much for taking the time and being here. And Zach, I hope you feel better very soon.
You'll feel better after lunch.
Yeah, no, I think so. I always seem to feel better right after any meal, especially that fried chicken, which I think is happening tonight now. So now I'm feeling real good now.
This is like the love just keeps spreading. See?
Connie, thanks a lot for everything.
Thank you so much, Connie. It was nice chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you both so much. Have a fabulous day. We will catch you on the next episode.